views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey everybody, super duper welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Wow, the phone's already ringing. Benny, do you like what I did with my little pyramid that I set up here for the book? Yeah, it's called The Book. No, am I in the wrong direction? Oh, well. Thank you, guys. Welcome to the show. Benny's got to get us all situated for the camera. I don't know if I did that right. Okay, Benny's going to. Oh, thank you, Benny. Okay, there we go. All right. Right. Way to go. The Fear and Anxiety Solution, a special book release show with Dr. Friedemann Schaub of Cellular Wisdom. I have to tell you, I'm going to be giving a copy away of the book and the CD that goes with it. So I'm so jazzed about this. I want to thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. What a great show today. And Dr. Friedemann and I, we've been doing a bit more radio these days. And what I want to say about that is we've talked about fear and anxiety, about the election, about fear and anxiety, about so many things that have been gone, that have going on in the world. And, you know, he is joining us here today as the founder of Cellular Wisdom. But more importantly, if you've just opened up your email for me, what you find is you're going to find an email from the Dr. Pat Show announcing the release of his book on Amazon. And what I want to say about that is we're going to talk about this today, but we have, you know, over 70 plus acclaimed authors, teachers, and coaches that have put together a special offer. So if you have not got a copy of his book, please go to Amazon.com and go ahead and order it from there today. This is in celebration of the amazing body of work that he has put together. We're so glad to have taken this journey with them from inception, from the beginning. And it's just been like this little pregnancy. Right? Dr. Friedemann, it's just been like this little, oh, I think I'm going to write a book. Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Here's a book proposal format. Bam. There you go. And then in labor about the book. And yeah. Then, wow, it was the easiest birth that I have ever seen of any author I've ever had on the show.
You know, I don't have a lot to compare with. I think it was fairly smooth.
Yeah.
The whole process. And I feel very blessed. And you know, when you say, oh, I just, you know, want to write a book, what I really wanted is to help people to overcome one of the more pervasive challenges in our society, which is fear and anxiety. And I'm seeing clients for more than a decade now working right on fear and anxiety, helping them to overcome it. And I'm always amazed about the potential we have inside when we find the right leverage, when we address those deeper root causes. We can actually achieve amazing results in an accelerated time. But my feeling was, you know, I can only do so much with individual sessions.
Right.
I cannot clone myself. I cannot necessarily, do more than just work from one client to the next. So my intention was really to help a more broader spectrum of people to find the solutions. And that's how the Fear and Anxiety Solution came to exist. And I am certainly thrilled it's out there, and I have already got amazing feedback from people, which really I am very grateful for, and I appreciate all the great reviews that have been already written on Amazon. And today is a special day, and it's exciting to be on the show.
And we're going to give a copy of the book and the CD away on the show as well. The other day we talked about fear and anxiety around this election, which was yesterday, and, you know, I mean, there's still fear and anxiety around the election. But We did talk about why that is. And, you know, I wanted to ask you now, sort of post-election, we're still not through here in the state of Washington, but there were some results that showed up that most of the nation are laughing at with regard to, for example, the state of Washington and Colorado legalizing marijuana,
mm-hmm.
which people say we're going to be in for an enormous fight with the government. But at the same time, gay marriage really coming up as a referendum in multiple states and doing so well. The first openly gay senator being elected to the Senate. So have we gotten over our fear around some of this? Or, you know, are we in different categories of fear for our lives?
Well, I think the people that feel they lost their vote or they lost their election, they may have more fear right now.
That's correct. Right.
And so there may be sadness, depression, and fear on the one side. There is elation and jubilation on the other side. But ultimately, you know, what the fear and anxiety solution, for example, teaches you is to not let the external circumstances create and trigger fear inside of you. So even though you may not be happy about these results or you worry about the repercussions of, you know, whatever great results you have been able to achieve or you got through this election, the important thing is that you learn that you have the ability and the confidence inside of you to deal with the circumstances, no matter what circumstances come your way. And we often are so focused on the external, like we said in the show about the anxiety around the election, the external circumstances determining our inner peace of mind, our ability to take our lives to whatever level we wanted to do and to be. That's really something that I think is a shortcut that ultimately creates powerlessness, that it creates a sense of not being in control because we're deferring our power to something outside of us.
It's so interesting. I got an email from a friend of mine, or it must have been last night, because I went to bed. You know what
Good
I'm saying?
Choice.
I went to bed. I figure I was gonna go to. I'll go to bed. You know, I gotta get up the next day, and if I wanted, yeah, I'll plug into whatever I wanted to plug into, and do that. And they said to me, they said there's some really interesting backlash. And I said, oh, and she went on to say, she said, yeah, she said some people think it was really, what was the word? I'm trying to remember. Way over the top for the president to express his love for his wife in public. And I thought to myself, wow. But then it got my attention. And then I had to go watch the speech. And I started to cry that there would be such a man in the public expressing that level of vulnerability about his wife in such a kind way. What is it about us that prevents us from being vulnerable, that we don't allow ourselves? What are we afraid of with that?
Well, I think that's a really good question. And I think that is one of the challenges about dealing with emotions, that we are not allowing us to express emotions. We are not even allowing ourselves to feel the emotions. Many of us are so much more comfortable when we are in our rational mind, when we can figure things out, when we seem altogether cool, calm, collected. But internally, we may be boiling. And what happens is that if the emotions are piling up internally because we are either not expressing them or working through them, eventually the threshold to feel these emotions gets lower and lower. It's like this pressure cooker analogy. You just pile the pressure inside, and at some point, just a little bit of extra will make you explode. And this is why, and I have seen many people with the same phenomenon, they have been really, really successful. They have been overachievers. They reached all their goals, and then they are at the top. And all of a sudden, all that they have been actually suppressing to reach that goal is coming like a tidal wave, washing over them, making them feel completely overwhelmed and powerless. And they don't understand. They don't understand. I have reached all my goals. I'm on the top. I'm the CEO of this company,
right.
And I'm afraid. What am I afraid of right now? Well, what they are afraid of is not necessarily the outer circumstance. What they are afraid of is that they are facing the emotions that they never have been able to deal with. And it takes courage, like the president, to stand up and show your emotions. It takes courage to be vulnerable and to express your love. But in our society, we have to learn to see this as a strength and not as a weakness, not as mushy, you know, don't give me this, you know, touchy-feely thing. This touchy-feely thing is actually what makes us human special. And I think this is something we have to really see more as a value and a virtue versus as something that's a sign of, well, this person is too sensitive or, as I said, too weak.
You know, part of this is, and I was just talking with a woman that is the co-founder of GWEND, which is a global empowerment organization for abusive situations. We were talking about abuse now and the levels of abuse and bullying, the outrageous statistics now on bullying. And we were talking about this fine line of when sarcasm or joking crosses over to a level of abuse. And I knew I was going to talk with you. I want to talk about that. You know, it is that level of abuse that someone expresses. Are they coming from a place of fear and anxiety? And what is it that's driving that kind of bad behavior, so to speak?
Well, I think this is the bullying in schools, for example, is just a snapshot of what's going on in our society at large. There is definitely, a percentage of our population that realizes we do have to attend to our emotions. We are sensitive. We can't help it. We take things personally. And then there is another percentage of our population who refuses to believe that, who refuses to appear this way. And so they become more and more aggressive towards those that are actually feeling more, quote unquote, weak. But having worked with bullies, you know, recovering bullies, they completely admit that underneath all this anger and all this even sarcasm, there is a deep-seated fear of not being good enough, of being on that receiving end themselves. So in order to overcome that fear, they are preemptively bullying others. I mean, you know, you could actually argue that our nation, by starting some wars, have been bullying other nations and done the same thing as the preemptive strike, you know? Mm. And there is something about this preemptive showing strength against those that are weaker that basically these kids and later on also, you know, even in the work life are doing because they are frightened to lose their position of strength. But it's not true strength. It's appearing strong. It's appearing that, you know, they have it together. But inside, they are dealing with a lot of anxiety. And many of the people that would say, you know, I'm actually a bully or rageaholic at work, they also have often a problem with alcohol because mm-hmm. there is yeah. underneath this fear that they cannot deal with. And though they are basically covering it up by self-medicating.
Well, you know, part of this, we're going to talk about this when we come back, but this is our congratulations. You know, it's kind of cool that this is the day for your book launch. It's really, really cool. You've got to be excited. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. For those of you out there that belong to the Dr. Pat Show, our Transformation Talk Radio email list, about a half hour ago, maybe a little bit earlier, you received an email on Dr. Schaub's book. When we come back, we're going to let you know how you can go about purchasing the book from that email. But what happens when you do? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Are you overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Does insecurity interfere with your daily life? Dr. Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, can help you to finally break through these challenging emotions. Dr. Bernie Siegel raves, this book can help you to abandon your past and achieve your potential. Dr. Christine Northrup writes, The Fear and Anxiety Solution is beautifully written and loaded with the truth that can free you from the adverse effects of fear and anxiety. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com. Fog.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
And I don't think he's coming back, coming back. I did too much lying, wasted too much time. Now I'm here and crying.
Everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. We are so thrilled about his book, fabulous Amazon book release today, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, a special book release show. This is today's show in support of someone that's been on the Dr. Pat Show now for many years. And we want to congratulate him. For those of you that want to find out more about the book, you can go to the website. We can just send folks to the website.
Absolutely.
And they can find out about all the great bonus gifts and order it right from there.
Right, exactly.
Or you could go to Amazon.com. So tell folks a little bit about, this is exciting for you.
Yeah, it's this special gift promotional campaign, giving back to you, giving you an opportunity not only to really take advantage of the book, but also really get a lot of extra little gifts from 70 plus authors and healers and coaches that were kind enough to provide special downloads or excerpts from their book or ebooks for you just to have as an addition to the book if you purchase it through Amazon.com. So all you need to do basically is just to go to thefearandanxietysolution.com in one word, thefearandanxietysolution.com. Then click on the Buy Now button that you just see on the homepage. It leads you to the instructions. And in a nutshell, you would purchase the book today through Amazon. Then you put the purchase code into the little form that's on one purchase page. And automatically then you will be receiving the gift page with all these fantastic gifts and additional appreciations that we have collected for you.
Well, and we're going to give a copy of the book and the CD that goes with the book for those of you out there. There are over $5,000 worth of gifts that accompany the book when you buy it from Amazon. So it's very, very exciting. We're so thrilled to be part of this. You know, The Fear and Anxiety Solution is a mega book. The reviews of the book are just off the charts, just absolutely incredible. And in this day and age, it's a must have. It's a way for all of us to understand that there really is a solution, that we don't have to go through life in a state of fear and anxiety. And, you know, it really helps us get to a place where we move through this world feeling fully empowered, And do that in a way where we stop judging ourselves and the world around us. But let's give a copy of the book away, Mr. Benny. I'd love to give a copy of the book away to our first caller, 1-800-930-2819. First caller, 1-800-930-2819. The website to go to is thefearandanxietysolution.com to order your own copy of the book. You know, I wanted to congratulate you on the book. I mean, this is really a giving birth. But there's a real passion that you have for this, you know, given your own life, some of the decisions you've had to make, and some of your own anxieties. I mean, it's interesting why we show up doing the kinds of things that we do. And it's probably because we've had a few bumps in the road along the way, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, this book has been very dear to my heart because I have so many times seen, you know, in my past life, so to speak, when I was in cardiology as a physician, when I grew up with a family that was, in general, very anxious and afraid of all different kinds of things, what the detrimental consequences can be of anxiety. And so I was certainly on a quest personally, but also later on for my clients to find solutions, to find a way to help people to overcome this so debilitating emotional challenge of fear and anxiety. And I often say there are other sensations we have that are much easier to deal with. Even when we are angry, we somehow feel better because we either feel we are right or we feel empowered because we have anger and we can let it out. But fear and anxiety just keeps us in the tracks. It just makes us feel small and contracted, and we are kind of losing ourselves in the emotion. And what can we do about it? And one of the certainly more common approaches is just to learn to deal with it, to behave differently, to convince yourself that you just have to change the way you're thinking and eventually it's going to go away. But what I really found is that if we do that, we are ignoring that fear and anxiety has actually a deeper message to us. It's not just an annoying sensation that we have that should be erased by evolution by now, because why should we be afraid?
Right.
But there is something that really, a part of our mind, the subconscious, is trying to tell us. Just like when we have physical pain, there is a reason why we have physical pain, and we have to find the root of the physical pain and attend to it. So there is a reason also for the anxiety or insecurity or these senses of being overwhelmed that is beyond this external whatever trigger we are seeing. There is something deep inside, and the book guides you to discover these deeper root causes, and it guides you to resolve them. Now, this is not a book that I would say, you know, you should read in one setting and then put it down and say, oh, I got the one key, and that's all. That's my light switch to turn it off. It is definitely a book that is a guide on a journey through the fear and anxiety to a sense of feeling more empowered and ultimately learning to know yourself in ways that you haven't dreamt of before. But it requires some investment of time.
And, you know, part of this is also you share some of the newer sciences, newer information on the sciences. And I think that, you know, a lot of us want to understand from a, you know, both metaphysical and scientific point of view that there is hope
right.
to move beyond this. I want to mention to those out there, we are giving a copy of the book away. We have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the show in a little bit. But before we go to break, and what I want to say to everybody out there, the coolest thing you could do is take a look at yourself. Now, this is really the challenge, Dr. Friedman. We are really at a place where we must take a look at ourselves. But we don't really want to look at ourselves if we don't have a way to figure out what to change about it. I mean, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
How many people have said, I've took a look at myself. Now what do you do with it? Where do we go with this?
Yeah.
So let's talk about what the book is saying to folks and how it can help them.
Yeah, that's really good because I had actually somebody email me and saying, you know, I'm trying to listen to myself. I'm trying to get in contact with my subconscious. But all I'm hearing is it won't work. You can't do it. It will not change. And my response was, that's exactly the voice from your subconscious. what you're hearing, this negative self-talk that makes you look at yourself and say, well, you're not really good enough, or, you know, you are basically stuck and nothing's going to ever change. That is something that doesn't come from your intellectual mind. You're not just thinking this, oh, yeah, maybe I want to just berate myself today because, you know, it feels so great.
Right.
It's something that bubbles up from within. And where does it bubble up from? It bubbles up from a deeper part of your mind that holds on to the belief of you are not being worthy, or you not being good enough to fit in or to reach your goals. And so therefore you have those messages. And unfortunately, most people feel at that point completely deflated and say, well, this voice probably is right. Look at my track record, and give up. But when you read the book, you actually understand that voice actually has a deeper sense of need that you can fulfill with the tools that are described in the book. And within a few weeks, you will not hear this voice anymore because you have actually addressed whatever this voice tried to tell you. And that's the powerful aspect of this that I love, that there are the problems that I have been running into, that my clients were running into, and that really were putting them into situations where they didn't know what to do anymore. And for all those problems, there is a solution in the book, and it helps you to overcome them. So you don't have to stay stuck any longer with fear and anxiety. You can actually move beyond it. And most importantly, you can see fear and anxiety in the future not as something you have to be afraid of yourself, but actually as something that you can, like an inner compass, utilize to stay on track, to move forward, to grow and empower yourself. And that's certainly one of those amazing things that I have seen with countless clients that were able to break through their fear and anxiety challenges.
So some people say, and this is, I want to talk to this, some people's, you know, some people have this idea that there are certain types of fear or anxiety that are important and certain types that are not. Meaning that, you know, have you ever said to a friend, you know, I'm really afraid of, you know, the storm that's coming, the weather. And your friend says to you, ah, come on, you live in a cement house. What are you talking about, right? And we get discounted from our fear and our anxiety. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my fear doesn't count, but your fear might. And so we're always struggling with this idea of trying to convince ourselves that, A, we're not afraid, or we're not anxious, and that we should just suck it up. And our lives really don't get any better, do they?
Well, I think one of the challenges with what you just mentioned is that there is really, when fear comes up, nothing that we should ignore or try to convince ourselves, well, this is not valid fear, we shouldn't have it. But we should maybe understand more, what actually does the fear need in order to disappear? So most of us would say, I'm afraid, and then I get stuck in being afraid, and I don't have a way to actually respond to the fear and make it go away. Let's say you have a big presentation at work, and you are already afraid of the feedback, and you already...
Oh, I've been there.
Exactly, and you're going there to the meeting, and you already internally visualize how they're going to hammer you, or how they're going to just frown at you, or maybe your boss going to fall asleep and start snoring, and you're just terrified of all the potential consequences. What you don't really see is that by doing this, you're giving your power away, and you're making them as the judges of whether you are good enough or not. And that's a fundamental challenge, because you put yourself basically into their shoes, looking through these imaginatory people at yourself versus really saying, you know, I'm the person who actually is well prepared. I'm doing a great job. And what's important is that what I want to deliver to them counts. And I'm going to ask myself not what they think about me. I'm going to ask myself, what can I do for them? So if you are changing the way you're relating to the situation and putting yourself back into your power, all of a sudden the fear and anxiety will disappear. But of course, this is not something that is easy to be done when you still have all this baggage and all these old patternings of the past hanging over you.
Right.
This is why the fear and anxiety solution helps you first to clean that up and really feel afterwards, okay, now I have a fresh start. So that you can actually relate to those concepts, like I did just now, that are described in the end of the book much more easily, and you can actually implement them.
I love it. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about how you can stand in your own power. What are some of the ways that fear and anxiety do show up? I also want to give a shout out to those of you out there on the East Coast listening through WBOQ and other affiliate stations out in that area. Our hearts and prayers go out to you. Yes, we are so aware of the situation with the nor'easter coming in. And please, if they tell you to evacuate, please find the strength to do that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. For those of you watching me on the camera, yes, I did put on the wrong headsets. Yeah, because they're all over the place over here. And you just got to, I'm just so happy for Dr. Friedman. I mean, it is really a thrill and an honor. You know, and the book is doing quite well on Amazon already. I mean, that's how amazing this book is. For those of you out there, go ahead and go to the Fear and Anxiety Solution website. It's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or you can go to Amazon.com. And just if you want to Google it, you could Google the book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, and it will come up. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is the author. We're very, very happy for him. Number four in Amazon.
Excellent.
In the emotions category.
Well, I'm just really thrilled to have hopefully as many people as possible have the tools in their hands to see that fear and anxiety is not an unsolvable problem. And it's something that doesn't necessarily require for you to be stuck and also to maybe for the rest of your life depend on medication. There have been a lot of my clients that were coming in with medication, which is, you know, often the only solution they can find, and it gives you some sense of reprieve. But then as they were able to work through the emotional root causes, they were able to also, with the guidance of their psychiatrist or doctors, to get rid of the medication and live without it. And that's ultimately also a great freedom that they experience then as a result of that.
So what do you think is our greatest challenge right now? I mean, we're so interconnected. I was just talking with Tess around abuse, and we're so connected with technology now. You know, I kind of got rubbed a little bit by folks that you didn't stay up and watch the election. And I'm like, I voted. That's what I did. And, you know, I went to bed and woke up this morning and, you know, there it is. But what do you think is the greatest challenge we have in terms of really understanding our level of fear and anxiety right now?
Well, I'm not sure if I can pinpoint down that there is one generalized greatest challenge for all of us, but a very common challenge, you know, that I have been seeing many times is the lack of connection to yourself and the lack of connection to your immediate world. What that means is basically that we are lacking the being present in the moment. We are, like you said, very tied into electronics. We are very tied into social media, which has certainly wonderful benefits and can be very entertaining. But every time that I really dig deep into people that have anxiety, and we are talking about social media, especially Facebook, there is something that comes up over and over, that looking at other people's lives makes them feel worse about themselves. There is a sense of unworthiness when you see, oh, I just was doing this and this is so great and inspirational what I'm doing here, which has been a part of what people are posting, because nobody wants to post, you know, I'm actually feeling really lousy about myself. I have nothing to say, nothing going on for myself. Poor me. That's not what people are posting. So I wish that social media could help us actually to connect with our challenges more, and not just is used, and maybe not in general like this, but often it is used to showcase the greatness of what you experience, and the people that are already insecure feel just worse about themselves.
Well, you know, part of this is really getting at this idea that you can be empowered and have a better life. I mean, I think it's hard sometimes. I mean, there are a lot of people that listen to the show, and there are a lot of people that don't. And, you know, my heart really goes out for folks that are really living a life that is so directed and geared by fear. Let's talk a minute about fear and anxiety and what the difference is between them. And I know they're great cousins in this journey, but they're different.
Well, you know, there are definitely different definitions. And they are also, you know, when you look into psychology textbooks, they are described as different. But in my experience, it's actually something that's very individually dependent on what word resonates more with you. There are people that describe, I'm anxious, and exactly the same triggers are described by others as, I'm fearful, I'm afraid. So I don't really make a big distinction between those two, because I think it really is how you see your challenge, what word you put on it, what resonates with you. That's why I put them together, because the root causes and where they are created are exactly the same. There is really no difference in that.
You know, and what's kind of interesting is that, you know, we have, we have a world right now that is getting so much information about take the pill, the potion or lotion. And so many now psychological categories for things.
Right.
I was talking to an author the other day who is a psychologist, and he said what's happening to the definitions in the code books next year will blow everyone away. Hmm. More definitions than you could have ever imagined for things that were just everyday life. And he says it's very confusing to people. But what it doesn't allow for is healing.
Well, you know, at some point, I think we are so over-defining that we all are labeled And so at that point, everybody feels pretty much equal again. We all feel normal because we say, oh, yeah, of course I have a disorder. Doesn't everybody have a disorder? So who cares? I mean, that's where it's really heading to, because there are so many new categories I have read about that make us, you know, again, appear that there is something wrong with us.
Right.
But there is no solution offered. There is no, you know, even asking and digging in. So why is that? What does that really mean? It's just, let's put a label on this situation, on this person, and then see, you know, that this person feels obviously again as more flawed. And don't we all already have the feeling that on some level we're not really good enough, that we are, you know, struggling with self-worth? And I think this is at some point, unfortunately, something that becomes more an entrapment. Then it becomes really an aid, a support, and and that has to change.
Well, you know, I think we should go to a break. We actually have a caller that's going to be joining us on the show, calling into the show today. It's really thrilling that we get to check in with folks that have actually broken through, that have gone through and are living, you know, that world of empowerment. It is possible. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Hot off the press. Great new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Go to Amazon. Check it out, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. We're thrilled to have him join us here today. If you get a copy of the book, then guess what? You'll be able to also get all of the amazing gifts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They may hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Fight the tears that ain't coming, or the moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, very, very cool. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We are so thrilled to have him. It's so thrilled to have him with us today because this is really an exciting moment. We're thrilled about his book, but more importantly, about his work. Now, we have a very special caller, so maybe you can do a little introduction.
Yeah, Hillary was so kind to call in and to share her experience with breaking through fear and anxiety. So thank you very much, Hillary, for calling.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you share a little bit to the listeners what your challenges were and where you came from with fear and anxiety?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my challenges were all too common. They included, you know, not wanting to get out of bed, sluggishness, always being tired, always being sick, traditional depression, anxiety. I wouldn't answer my phone if I didn't know the number that was calling. I was always sweating when it was snowing outside because I was just anxious. I consider myself a people person, and I love people, but still sparked some sort of anxiety, even when it was something I thought I wanted to be doing. Life was just kind of piling. I lost my job in the financial world, but I held a lot of who I was based on my position with the bank I was working for. So I took that a lot harder than I realized I would. My mother-in-law got cancer. I can't even go into how many horrible things were happening. And I just thought, yeah, this is it. This is the life I live. This is just how it goes for me. I had basically given up, and I would try, you know, traditional counseling. I tried, I think, every kind of antidepressant, anti-anxiety drug on the market, and just it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. And it wasn't until I had my daughter that there was a brief moment's clarity. I thought, oh, gosh, there's absolutely nothing this child could do that makes me love her any less than I do at this moment. And something clicked and thought, you know what? I was that lovable one time, too. Maybe I should just tap into that and work on pouring a little of that my direction and try and find some different kind of help. And that's when I found you.
And I'm glad you did. And so when we did work together, what do you think were some of the insights that really helped you to see fear and anxiety and see yourself in different ways?
Oh, that's a lot. I think one of the kind of typical cliche things, but it actually once you truly accept it all throughout yourself, I really think that loving yourself is the safest place to start from, because then you can actually start trusting yourself to protect yourself. And you can also start trusting the universe. I think that was a huge one for me, was working on, at the end of the day, just, you know, whether you relate to that as God or the universe or whatever it is for you, sitting there and writing down where the universe showed up for me multiple times that day. The more I focused on that, the more it happened, the easier it was to focus on. It turned into the same downward spiral that I felt like I'd been in. It was a spiral in the other direction, and it was not an uncontrollable spiral, but a wonderful one where positive things were happening exponentially instead of the other direction. So taking a little time for me, working on the, you know, deep relaxation and the guided therapy that you were doing with me, going back to actual roots of the problem, the actual healing of the problem as opposed to treating it, that was incredibly freeing.
And do you feel like that, you know, I completely agree with the self-love being such an enormous healing source. But it's also something when you feel so low, it feels almost completely out of your reach. Do you feel that through working on those deeper root causes that you were actually learning to love yourself again?
Absolutely. Yeah. If I had stayed on the same level that I tried to work on myself at before, yeah, actually loving myself seemed, I don't even think I could say I love myself as a sentence without giggling and turning red. I mean, it seems so out of reach and not humble. And, I mean, there were so many things about loving yourself that seemed like a horrible idea. Mm-hmm. Sounded like a good idea for someone else, but something completely unobtainable for myself.
Right.
So yeah, working on that deeper level actually gave me the freedom outside of my own confines and, you know, grow.
Right. Well, one of the things that you told me and also wrote to me was about your husband saying that you're more in control, or it feels like you're more in control, and you kind of rephrased it in a different way.
Yeah, I feel like when I said, you know, what is the most dramatic thing, what's the most obvious thing that you've noticed as a change in me? Oh, you're back in control of your life. And I just thought, oh, well, that's a really, okay, let's keep thinking that. But I feel like I've actually, I'm not in control, I'm empowered. And letting go of that white knuckle grip of trying to control my surroundings is actually what, you know, a huge part of what's let me get where I'm at. So I don't feel like I'm in control of anything. I just feel like I'm empowered to choose my reactions and to choose my focus. So I think empowered is a much better word for where I'm sitting now than in control. And I think the in control is what's helping me a lot.
And I think that's a really important distinguishing factor, to not try to control your emotions or your life, but really feel that you have the power to respond and create whatever you desire. And I think you have created quite a few changes in your life, I think physically, emotionally. Can you just share a little bit of that?
Mm. Sure, yeah. The things I was looking forward to changing were, you know, getting the mail organized in a timely way, just looking like a functional. That was my biggest goal. And in reality, I've lost 50 pounds since we started working together.
Wow.
And yeah, and it hasn't been any dramatic anything. It's just been focusing on actually loving myself. And the results of that definitely come out sideways in what you choose to eat, what you choose to do. But, you know, the lethargy of wanting to stay in bed until noon, you just think I have 6 extra active hours a day where I'm moving, and that's got to help somewhat. So, you know, and I hadn't even really accepted that I was in a place where I needed to focus on losing weight. That was just a very visual result that other people can see. The freedom to wear a turtleneck. I mean, I used to get such horrible, you know, marks in my armpits from just seeing somebody I love and care about. I mean, even that would just make me just sweat. And it was like, oh, I had a layer like you wouldn't believe, and I'd be the only one in the grocery store in a tank top in January. And, you know, it's just freeing to lose weight, to be more active, to be outside in the sunshine. I feel like I have better friendships than I've ever had before. The relationship with my husband is better than I ever expected it to be. My relationship with my daughter is better than I ever even dreamed to hope it would be. I can't explain enough how different my life is and how different I relate with the same people that had already been in it.
Thank you so much for sharing this. And I know that, you know, just your words and your story, a lot of people can relate to, and a lot of people know now it is possible because you have done it, and so can they. Thank you very much, Hillary.
Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you.
And congratulations again to Dr. Friedemann Chalp. What an amazing day. The book is great. Go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show.
Let's go out and I can be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stainis.
to help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.